For 50 years, the Corps of Engineers opposed reservoirs for flood control, and for 20 years opposed Pittsburgh's efforts to secure flood control by that means. Then the Corps reversed its policy and favored reservoirs. The study which located the Kinzua site for control of the upper Allegheny was inadequate and entirely overlooked by far the best possibility. Because the Kinzua Reservoir would take most of the habitable land of the Seneca Nation Reservoir, held under a treaty signed by George Washington, the president of the Seneca Indians asked me to advise them whether it was necessary to take their reservation to protect Pittsburgh. They stated that if it should be necessary, they would not oppose it. I found a greatly superior possibility which had been wholly overlooked by the Corps. The capacity of Kinzua Reservoir would be inadequate and cannot be increased. The alternative I presented, the Conowingo-Cattaraugus Plan, which would provide for diverting surplus floodwater to Lake Erie, would protect Pittsburgh from the most extreme flood, even if three times the size which would be fully protected from by Kinzua. There is need for increased low water flow for industries and municipalities along the Ohio. Conowingo-Cattaraugus would store up to three times as much as Kinzua for that purpose. Kinzua would delay flood water, but it must let it down past the Ohio, perhaps to increase flood crest below. Conowingo-Cattaraugus, by diverting all excess flood water to Lake Erie, would save $100 million or more in removing need for additional flood control reservoirs for the Ohio. Kinzua would destroy a fine recreation area along the Allegheny, flooding hundreds of summer homes and cottages. Conowingo-Cattaraugus would save this resource and would create another, with a lake surface which at low water would be eight times as large as that of Kinzua. The water level of Kinzua would rise and fall 60 or 80 feet each year, Conowingo-Cattaraugus only one-fifth as that much. Yet the cost of Conowingo-Cattaraugus would be millions less than the real cost of Kinzua. The Engineer Corps estimate of the cost of Kinzua is incomplete and inadequate. Large elements of cost specifically required by law to be included were wholly omitted. Underestimating its work is characteristic of the Corps. The chairman of the House of Representatives Appropriations Committee, who knows the Corps thoroughly, in presenting Kinzua and other estimates to Congress, stated, quote, "They invariably underestimated the cost. In no instance in the past several years have they given us a true figure of the estimated cost. In many instances, the cost of completion was a number of times the figure given us by the Corps of Engineers. It is impossible to avoid the conclusion that either they were incompetent or deliberately misleading," end quote. On the other hand, in criticizing my estimates for the alternative, the Engineer Corps gave Congress offhand, irresponsible, grossly exaggerated cost estimates. For instance, the Corps estimated the cost of the largely waste and swamp land in the Conowingo site as $720 an acre, 14 times as much per acre as its own consultants estimated for the cost of that land. Arguing for further study is not necessary, the Corps stated repeatedly that before selecting Kinzua site, it examined all promising alternatives. That is not true. It was totally unaware of the Conowingo-Cattaraugus possibility until we presented it. The Corps stated that an independent consulting firm had compared all promising possibilities. That is not true. The Corps is that consultant's largest client. For it to find against the Corps would have been embarrassing. In its comparison, it wholly overlooked the best alternative prospects. Here was a clear case of conflict of professional interest. The Corps asserts that Congress, after full consideration, approved its position. The Public Works Subcommittee of the House demanded an analysis of my plans by the Corps. Then my plan and the analysis of it by the Corps were given to the committee's engineering staff for study. As a result, the subcommittee recommended that no more money be spent on Kinzua until a comparison of the two plans should be made by independent engineers. That is exactly what the Seneca Nation of Indians had requested. Then the Appropriations Committee of the House, after discussing the item, took similar action. And then the House of Representatives, after discussion, took almost the same action almost unanimously. But when the bill was sent to the Conference Committee of the Senate and House, this provision was removed without discussion. The chairman of the House Appropriations Committee stated that the elimination of this demand for a comparison had nothing to do with the merits of the case, but was purely a political move. The Corps has indicated that the courts have approved its course. At most, the courts have found that the Congress has the power to break any treaty. The court decision was on the power of Congress to act, not on the necessity or the honor or the decency or the economy of such action. To replace Kinzua by Conowango Cattaraugus would give Pittsburgh far greater flood protection, would provide up to three times as much storage for a low water increase, would entirely remove all upper Allegheny flood water from the Ohio, making unnecessary $100 million or more of other reservoir construction, would preserve a valuable recreation area, and would create another with a lake far superior to Kinzua, would make unnecessary the breaking of our oldest living treaty, and would cost millions of dollars less than inadequate Kinzua. The Seneca Nation asked for an impartial comparison of costs between Kinzua and Conowango Cattaraugus. The Engineer Corps has been able to prevent such a comparison. Anyone wishing a copy of this statement may write me, Arthur E. Morgan, Yellow Springs, Ohio. I repeat, Arthur E. Morgan, Yellow Springs, Ohio.